It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Hello, hello, and thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business. Well, what is tonight's show all about? Reality check. Analyzing the emerging trends that may affect your business in 2023. And we're going to be joined by noted attorney and radio personality and author, Richard Solomon. But before I get back to my guest, Mind Your Business airs every Sunday night here on The Voice of New York, 710 WOR, and throughout the world on the iHeartRadio Network. Yes, the Nielsen ratings have us once again in the top 10 New York AM radio, and that is a testament to you. Every single listener of this program, which has propelled us into the top 10 New York AM radio Nielsen ratings, that is really cool, and a special thank you to you. Yes, you've come to expect great content. In fact, last week, we had the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. What a treat. And people even submitted questions in advance, and they were answered. In case you missed it, no worries. It's up on mybradio.com. And by the YouTube's got to get up. I got to check. Hey, Srilly, Michal, that the YouTube's got to get up. Yeah, okay. Let's make sure it's up before January 1st. Yeah, deal? Do we have a deal? Really, Michal? Yeah, we have a deal? We're on, there's 50,000 people listening. All right, by January 1st, we'll be up with that. Okay. And you could, on our YouTube, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, many thousands subscribe to our YouTube channel, and all those are notified automatically when you click on turn on notifications when it goes live, when the interview with Joe Hart goes live, and we discuss so many incredible concepts about being successful in relationships, building great relationships. And you could pick up the interviews I had with Beth Comstock and so many other incredible guests. I mean, we interviewed over 500 superstars here on this program. And tonight's show, before I get to tonight's show, I gotta thank our amazing team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Putting together a show like this week in and week out does not happen by itself. Special thank you to Srilly, Michal, Brocha, Michael, Miriam, Nachi, Malki, Moshe Chaim, Leah. Hope I didn't leave out anyone. And the great team at 710 WOR, in particular, Darren, Peter, Robert, thank you. And Zeb Brenner, thanks for that shout out. And of course, we are also syndicated on so many different platforms. We're on Nucky Radio, The Jewish Home, Business Class Clips. By the way, those that follow us on Instagram, Business Class Clips on Instagram, it's really cool, and I appreciate all the feedback I get all the time. We have now over 20,000 followers just on Instagram. We have many others also on TikTok, many thousands of others on TikTok and WhatsApp, but on Instagram alone, over 20,000. But we got to get to our guests. We got to talk about right now. This is the last Sunday of 2022, and we said, I was talking over with Michal, and we're like, we need a superstar on the show, someone who's has their pulse on, they have their ear to the ground, they know what's going on, and we said, you know, we got to get Richard Solomon back on. He has it. He first of all, he represents all types of businesses out there in litigation matters. We're going to ask him for his number in a bit. And he's also, as for those that are going to be watching this on YouTube, they see he's on 88.1 FM. So he is a radio superstar as well. He is an author. He wrote a book about fighting tickets and winning. Everyone wants a copy of that one. And we're like, hey, we got to talk about some of the trends that are out there. So Richard, thank you for joining me here once again on Mind Your Business.
It is my pleasure to be here. It is an honor to be your guest. And to all those watching and listening, thank you.
Now, first, I always love bringing up, what was the name of that book about fighting tickets and winning?
Oh, I wrote a couple of things, but I think you're talking about Winning in the New York Small Claims Courts.
That's right.
A Simple Step-by-Step Guide for Everyone. That was a book that I wrote to help people represent themselves in small claims court. Wow. And now I'm in the world of, and speaking of kind of trends, a lot of people are getting all kinds of tickets now, especially business owners that own fleets, employ drivers, all kinds of tickets being generated. Now that COVID's over, the gloves are off, and there's higher enforcement of all kinds of things. And what you see now, like, for example, in New York City, are truck idling tickets, and buses. We'll talk about that.
Discuss it now. Discuss some of those things that, now again, our listenership goes beyond the borders of New York City and even New York State. We're up in Connecticut. Sometimes you can pick us up in Massachusetts to the west, of course, Jersey into Pennsylvania. Sometimes you can pick us up in Maryland. Sometimes even like western Pennsylvania. But talk about some of the trends that you're seeing in the five boroughs and beyond.
Well, let me talk about some national trends to cover.
Okay, sure.
The first trend that I see is tax delinquency enforcement. That's way up. In New York State, for example, the New York State Department of Finance has sent agents to people's businesses and homes, and they knock on the door and they present themselves, and they have a lot of tools at their disposal to collect money from taxpayers who owe back taxes. One of the ones that the federal government uses is they could revoke your passport under certain conditions. One of the things that New York State can do is revoke your driver's license. Now, these are harsh circumstances, and you have to reach a certain threshold. But I've gotten several calls this year from different people who said, there's a New York State collection guy outside my business, and then they'll cell phone picture me the papers, and I'm looking to see what it says, and it says notice of tax delinquency, and this is your case number, this is the agent on your case, we're here to collect back taxes in the amount of X. And they're getting much more aggressive, and so they expect that as a trend to continue next year, is the enforcement of state, local and federal tax arrears. That's a big time trend that people.
So this is both IRS and state and city.
Not so much the city, but because the state, it's really the state and the federal. But in line with all of that, since it's December, end of the year, this is the time where people should get all their tax papers together, file your returns, all the returns. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a tax person. But basically, I'm a business guy. And what we have to do is you have to file all your year-end stuff, your estimated taxes, your sales taxes, whatever the reports are that you have to have. You have to have good records. You have to maintain them. And you make sure that whoever your tax professional preparer is, don't wait till the last second. Now's the time to get it all together. And in terms of planning, now's the time to do that assessment, the reality check. Maybe you want to see what your income was for the year. Maybe it's time to accelerate some expenses. Maybe it's time to defer a little bit of income to next year. Maybe you want to pay some insurance now. Maybe you want to do a couple of things. That's where a really qualified financial tax preparer could make some nice adjustments that can save you a few dollars, help you prepare for the future, keep you in compliance, and make it smooth for next year.
Now, of course, in all cases, I mean, we're sharing general advice. You should contact your particular professional, your CPA, your attorney, et cetera. We're giving just general advice. But of course,
general business advice.
I should give
the little disclaimer.
Now,
not
Richard,
legal advice, not accounting advice, not tax advice.
Now, that said, how could people get in touch with you? Should they need a great attorney?
516-371-4924 is my phone number. 516-371-4924. I have an answering service. They'll take a message and they'll get in touch with me.
Excellent. When we come back after the break, more with Richard Solomon, and tonight's subject is reality check, analyzing the emerging trends that may affect your business in 2023. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow's guest, Eli Manning.
My schedule's been packed lately.
Eli, don't forget, business call in 20 minutes.
Just never ends.
Oh, and we've got that production meeting.
So I do my business banking on my time, online with Investors Bank.
Investors Bank makes it easy to manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
Finally, I'm calling a timeout. Well, maybe not.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Ian Sixapolis right here on 710 WOR and the powerful iHeartRadio Network. Hello, hello. Tonight's show is actually titled Reality Check, analyzing the emerging trends that may affect your business in 2023. And by the way, for those out there, I do get the request from time to time, like, you know what? Can my business be featured on the show? Yes, reach out to the producer, Michal, at 718-412-3507. Again, that's 718-412-3507. I do apologize in advance. You know, many businesses may not qualify for this. It has to fit a certain rubric. It has to meet certain qualifications. That's how we keep our ratings up. That said, if you think your business would qualify, reach out to Michal at 718-412-3507. And our guest tonight, Richard Solomon, the noted attorney, radio superstar, and author. Richard Solomon, great to have you back on the show. And
this is home for me.
Yeah, it sure is. Is it the battle between AM and FM?
No, it's a symbiosis.
Yes. So now we're talking about some of the trends. What's going on with the compliance in terms of hours, you know, the what we call wage and hour compliance? Can you break that out and explain that for all the businesses out there? Yeah,
this is big. It has been big. It will always be something that businesses really need to hone in on. the most important thing that a business can do is make sure that you have the right payroll and HR people working for you. And there are all these very complicated laws about how do you pay people, when you pay them, notices that are being provided, the periodic times in which people of different categories of employees need to be paid, overtime, record keeping. There's a ton of issues related to this. And you'd be surprised how much business owners don't really know the law. They may have a payroll company, but the payroll company sometimes just takes the information over the phone and then doesn't necessarily ask questions like, well, did they do this? Was it done this way? Or did you accumulate this? Or reminders, you know, are you clocking them? How are you doing this? How are you doing that? So you have to make sure that you know, as a business owner, what rules apply to your business and your employees, and how you're supposed to pay them, when you're supposed to pay them. The consequences for not doing it correctly are severe. There could be fines. There could be something called liquidated damages, which is a doubling of what you owe. There could be statutory legal fees. And the biggest problem, or as they say, the biggest hammer, is employers are personally liable. Did you see that? Yeah, they're personally liable.
Oh, he's holding up a hammer, folks. Good thing it's by. Good thing he's not right across the table from me.
Okay. And not only is it personally liable, but there's no squirming out of the personal liability like bankruptcy or this or that. So, you could have something that maybe it's a small amount of money, but it's over a course of a year and then it's repeated for several years. And then that mistake is either noticed or caught or seen on an audit. There's all kinds of rules about what you can and cannot do with payroll. For example, there are very few things that can be deducted from a paycheck. You know, basically it's like, you know, the taxes, FICA, things like that. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for example, an employee broke something and you said, all right, you got to pay for that. And the employee says, oh, just take $50 out of my paycheck until it's paid for. Can't do that. Even if the employee, from what I understand, agrees to that formula, that's not permissible. And if there's an audit, and there are audits all the time, and someone says, what's that? You say, oh, that's to do the broken microphone they were paying back because somebody stepped on a microphone in the office. And that's not allowed. So be careful to get the best advice from your financial people, your tax people, your compliance people, HR, payroll, whatever it is, because not knowing the rules and regulations, what to post, where to post it, what records, you know, time clocks, punch cards, whatever you do, how you keep all that data. And it has to be very, very precise. And you don't allow things to happen like you hear all the time. Oh, so-and-so clocked in for me. Or, oh, I just clocked in. And all of a sudden you see there's all this like overtime because people showed up early. And all of a sudden it's overtime. Or if you work so many hours in a day, was there overtime? If it's past a certain amount of hours, it's called spread of hours. It's a technical thing. You have to give people a mandatory lunch break. Now that's there's a difference between, say, like, you know, the salaries of executives and hourly workers. And all of that differentiation has to be determined from the people who are the employers and the control group of those people and the people who are advising them. And so, that's got to be done from the day of hire, so it's all clear. Now, something that Michal and I talked about in pre-production, which dovetails right into this, is when you hire people, you should really know what the job description is, what is the expectation. And now that we're in December, it should be performance review time. We'll talk about that later. That's not necessarily a trend, but it's something that's a reality.
So yeah, I'll jump in over here. Another tricky area is remote work. I mean, people are coming back to the office, you know, by and large. But how does that factor in, and what type of reporting could you have, and when in that type of remote environment, which is it's not as clear as when someone is technically, you know, clocks in and they use their key fob and it's all tracked?
Well, you know, remote work presents opportunities and challenges. Now, the opportunities, the employees are happier, they're at home. On the other hand, how many times have you seen Zoom calls where family pet rolls in?
Or until it gets started, the computer's not working, and the,
you know, and then you see bad habits. People are eating, they're in their pajamas, they're, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, remember, you saw that quote from Elon Musk, right? You know, when he said, everyone's got to come back to the office, or you could make believe you're working somewhere else.
So, you know, there is a tremendous advantage of people being together, of the hallway consults, the discussions, you know, the water cooler chatter. Now, when it becomes just, you know, gossip and, you know, how the latest sporting events news and, you know, who won last night, not so much. But a lot of times when people say, you know, what do you think about if we changed this component, how would that work in your department? Would that make things faster? Would that speed things up? That's lost in all this Zoom stuff where everybody's separated because everybody's just kind of working in isolation. And yet I think business is more like a wheel with spokes in a center. And it's not just little individual pieces. I think it's a wheel that has to work together in order to move forward.
Yeah, because this remote work is quite challenging. I mean, for those that are tracking it, there are times when it could work, but by and large, for most organizations, it's been a frustration.
What's interesting is employers are looking to save real estate space by downsizing and having people remote, or relocating altogether to less expensive real estate. And then the people who don't necessarily move can still stay on as remote workers. But again, there's always a price to doing something, and there's another price to not doing the same thing. Yeah. And that all has to be weighed out. Some businesses are more fitted for remote work, maybe like radio, and others are not.
Yeah. All right. Right. Like, for example, here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, it's a creative environment. People like to feed off each other, like to discuss their concepts, show it, have little huddles, etc. So working in person is very advantageous as opposed to remote work.
Look, the conference room is still the most important part of an office.
That's an amazing line. All right. We're speaking with Richard Solomon, noted attorney, author, and radio personality. Tonight's show is called Reality Check, analyzing the emerging trends that may affect your business or possibly will affect your business in 2023. Richard, how could people get in touch with you?
516-371-4924. That's my phone number.
Tonight's show brought to you in part by the law offices of Richard Solomon. By the way, just before we go to a break, talk about your radio show, the Solomon Channel.
Yes. I have a YouTube channel also, and the best way to find all of my digital media is on the SolomonChannel.com, and then there's my WCWP.org 88.1 FM banner that I use as my broadcasting background.
Nice. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects.
For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There's a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments,
right,
they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand.
That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips for more.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Ian Success, right here on 710 WOR. My guest this evening is the noted attorney, Richard Solomon. And tonight's show is, actually the title is Reality Check, Analyzing the Emerging Trends That May Affect Your Business in 2023. Some of it's a little scary, but hey, it's better to have someone who has his ear to the ground and understands and sees firsthand what the latest trends are and shares it with the listeners, with the tens of thousands of listeners of the show, so you'll be better prepared. Some people say, I'd rather have my head in the sand. How does that make sense? And then to have some inspectors show up at the business, how does that make sense? Richard is sharing tachlis, what's going on the streets. He's seeing it. Richard, I understand that you also seeing an uptick in terms of tickets and fines, and you know, talk to us and how, you know, what are you seeing and how does a company protect itself, prepare itself to be protected and spared?
Great question. All right. So as everybody can imagine, the governments out there are cash strapped and they can only tax so much. So the next form of revenue streams for government is the imposition of fines through tickets and things like that. So one of the emerging trends that I've seen is New York City, and I'm sure other places will follow this. New York City made a rule that said any citizen with a cell phone, anyone with a cell phone can go out there and film a truck idling for 3 minutes or more, or a bus that's not engaged in certain processes, submit that video with special rules to the Department of Environmental Protection. And the Department of Environmental Protection will issue a summons against the truck owner and for what's called a idling fine. This goes to buses, this goes to trucks. Now, there are exceptions for emergency vehicles and process-driven vehicles like refrigerated trucks. But out there are fleets and fleets and fleets of one truck businesses, 10 truck businesses. Everything that goes in and out of New York City, for example, is by truck. And if the trucks are idling, and there are no defenses as to whether it's too cold, it's too hot, this or that, buses, doesn't matter. The initial ticket right now is $350. It may change in the future if everybody looks at this in the future and looks back on it. But there are tickets. You know, fines are not deductible as a business expense. So that money just comes out of the business, and the fines for truck idling increase successively. So if it's your second fine, it's more. If it's third fine, it's more. And if you have a big fleet out there and the drivers just hand you the ticket or it just comes in the mail, the owners are still responsible. And all of a sudden, I've seen businesses receive anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 worth of truck regulation tickets, whether it's for being off truck route or equipment violations or idling or the speed cameras or the red light cameras, or in certain places you have to stop and then make the right turn, and people sometimes don't really stop. They just kind of go through the turn, and you go to the website, they'll send you a bill in the mail and it says, here's the picture of your vehicle. And if you don't believe us, here's the video. Just put in this ID and this personal identification number, this PIN, and you'll go there. And then you look there and you go, oh, wow, that's guilty. And, you know, the tickets are not cheap. I mean, I've seen tickets, you know, straight up take $150 just like that. And if you have a number of drivers over a big fleet, you could be talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in tickets. And businesses don't have thousands and thousands of dollars anymore just to write. You know, you got to make sure that drivers are trained. People need to know that anybody who's cell phone filming your truck is probably looking to incur a fine against your truck, in which they will get a contingency fee. So everybody's got to be on notice. Now, the most important thing that you can do to protect yourself is, if you see that, shut the engine off while they're filming. You know, you don't need to interact with the driver. I mean, there's a whole bunch of articles about these people out there. They're professional, you know, complaint takers, but this is hurting business. They're between all the fines, between parking. And a new one is, you know, there are cameras in buses. And if you're in the bus lane, they will take a picture of you in the bus lane, mail you a ticket. So there's a never-ending panoply of fines and tickets that are issued against business-owned vehicles who are just trying to make deliveries, just trying to get products either or services picked up or delivered or distributed or whatever. And there's this whole gamut of enforcement, and people need to know, keep your trucks clean, keep them up to date, make sure they're inspected, make sure that they're not billowing smoke, that the lights work. All those things have to be taken care of. That's all about maintenance and training. Maintenance and training is always a staple of business, but the emerging trend is that it will cost you a fortune if you don't do it now.
Mm. Okay, now let's move away from vehicles and talk about businesses itself. What type of signage potentially are some of the things that you're seeing in terms of signage, employee notices that need to be up in and around in businesses, or the types of penalties that you're seeing out there?
Well, one thing that I'm seeing that's really emerging and has been emerging for a long time is the unlicensed business problem. There are many businesses out there that require a license. Haircutting, you know, it requires a license. Being a lawyer requires a license, being a notary. But there's lots of other businesses out there that require specific kinds of licenses. Let's say, for example, in construction. And let's say you don't have the right type of license. Maybe you have a sub-license or you have a subcontractor with the license, but you, the person who's dealing directly with the customer, you don't have the right license. Let's say you do $1 million worth of work and they decide, I'm not going to pay you. I don't like what you did. They could turn and say, you're not licensed. And you say, what do you mean? You know, well, it doesn't matter. I did all this work. I did a good job. Yeah. The courts will not enforce anyone coming to court that has not maintained the proper license. So even if you did everything in good faith and you had the right insurance and you paid all your people and you did the work, but you did not have the license, the courts will not do anything to help you get your money. They will slam the door shut and throw you right out. So that's an emerging trend, and it's a costly, costly trend not to know what licenses you need and not maintaining them or having them. And I've seen a lot of people let their licenses lapse. They thought, oh, during COVID, everything was extended. Now the party's over. All right. Whether it's tax abeyance, licenses, renewal periods, everything is now back. There's no more.
Now,
there's no more.
I understand, like grace period.
There's no more like.
We'll just let it slide.
I don't want to describe. We're going to ease up. Everything's back to full enforcement.
So here's the question. How can a company, if they want to try it on their own, where would you recommend that they find out that information? And then, of course, I'm going to ask to share your number, because I imagine there are businesses out there that are saying, like, hey, you know, this guy's intelligent. He is a smart guy. I mean, he's a Solomon after all. But they might want to just reach out to you to do that type of evaluation of their business. So first, how can they do it on their own? And then how can they get in touch with you directly?
Great question. I always tell people, find out what your trade association is. If you're a real estate broker, there's, you know, groups, you know, like lawyers have bar associations. There's all kinds of construction groups. There's chambers of commerce. There's really a never-ending list of groups of people who have either the same trade. I know there's like a master plumbers group that a friend of mine is in, and they all sit and exchange ideas, war stories, common problems. You know, a lot of like what we do here, they do it on a micro level, you know, all person to person. And they'll talk about supply problems. Where do you get your supplies from? What do you do about supply increase, price increases when you bid a job? You know, everybody in the same industry tends to suffer the same ailments. And when you get together with that group, you'll really get some great advice and learn some hard lessons from people who've trailblazed right before you. So I always tell people, belong to as many good, you know, professional groups as you can. And if it's a chamber of commerce, some are better than others, trade associations, trade shows, whatever you can do to be in commerce, meet with people, talk. You know, whatever it is that works, it is, first of all, it's generally very affordable, and it's much more specific. Most lawyers can't really answer a lot of general questions. They've become a lot more like doctors.
Right.
So
very
it's
specialized.
Like, well, I only do the foot.
Right.
You know,
I only the right foot.
Like, yeah. Not only do I not do just eyes, I only do retinas. Like, I don't know. I just do retinas. And it's the same thing with lawyers. It's like there are people who only do bankruptcy. I don't know the first thing about bankruptcy. I have a person that I refer those to. Tax and financial things, I always tell people go to, you know, either start with your accountant and then go from there. And the same thing with licenses. You know, certain industries have licenses and license renewals and classes geared to obtaining the license. So sometimes I ask, well, who are the people who are the educators for the continuing education requirement? Because they have great experts and panels on what's the trend, the changes in the rules and regulations, the changes in realities. Go to those instructors, look up those courses, and find out what's the latest. For example, New York State lawyers now have to take a class on cybersecurity. You had a great guy, a guest on cybersecurity.
Adam Levin. He wrote the book, right? Swiped. We was on.
Yes.
And he's up on our YouTube channel. You can go watch, just for those that it was an incredible show. Talked about how, I mean, a little scary, you know, cybersecurity is a real issue. It's a real issue. And he's that show is up on our channel. Yeah. On YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Yes, sorry, Richard.
So cybersecurity is now a continuing education requirement for lawyers that did not exist until 2023. So you got to keep up with all of the trade groups, the education, you know, the people that help you know, in licensing and things like that are great resources. They'll know more than anybody else. So a lot of times I'll get a question and I'll be like, I don't really do that, but try this route, try that route.
We're speaking with Richard Solomon, noted attorney. Richard, again, how could people get in touch with you directly?
My phone number, 516. I'm in Long Island, but I'm over all over the place, like Zoom. Yeah. 516-371-4924 and thesolomonchannel.com.
And again, the phone number one more time?
516-371-4924.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow's guest, Eli Manning.
My schedule's been packed lately.
Eli, don't forget, business call in 20 minutes.
Just never ends.
Oh, and we've got that production meeting.
So I do my business banking on my time, online with Investors Bank.
Investors Bank makes it easy to manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
Finally, I'm calling a timeout. Well, maybe not.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
And we're back for the final segment of the show, the last show of 2022. And tonight's show is all about, it's called Reality Check, analyzing the emerging trends that may affect your business in 2023. And we're joined by noted attorney, good friend, and noted attorney, Richard Solomon. His practice covers quite a bit. We're not going to get into how we've benefited from Richard over the years, but he's very good at what he does. Richard, before we get to some of the talking points of the remainder of the show, what's the phone number how people can get in touch with you?
516 4924, thesolomonchannel.com is another avenue to contact.
So in the first few segments of tonight's show, we're talking about some of the emerging trends and that you're seeing out there from your clients and from everything that you follow in the business world. Perhaps in these last roughly 10, 12 minutes to the show, you could discuss some fundamentals and you could even share some stories out there about great customer service or lousy customer service, the importance of having your documents in order, knowing where your files are backed up, some of the basics that kind of a lot of people ignore until, God forbid, it's too late, God forbid. Perhaps you could share that kind of real-world stuff that people need to be aware of, mindfully.
All right, so I'll treat this as the lightning round.
Yes.
All right, so in no particular order, this is the time of the year when it's good to purge files, scan files, see if all your documents are where they should be, where is your lease for your business, where your insurance documents are, making sure that the people who've been your vendors are still working for the companies that you send those checks to. Maybe they've moved around, maybe they've retired. Things have changed a lot in the business world. Moving along, one of the really important things is to train your staff. You should have year-end training. There should be performance reviews. There should be a after-action analysis of the year. How'd we do? What didn't we do good? What could we do better? One of the most important components of every business is who answers that phone. That person is the most important person because they are the voice of your business. We're in the voice business. We're radio brothers. Right. And voice and content is everything to us. But the same is true for business. And the person who answers the phone should be cheery, and it shouldn't be an interrogation. What is this about? Well, they know what it's about. What do you call it? What's the name of your business? How do you spell that? Blah, blah. And it's like, oi, you know the barrage of hundreds of questions, or the robot that asks you all the questions. And then you just, when you finally get the human, you have to repeat everything anyway. So what was the point? I'll give you a great personal story. I have an answering service, most people do. And I choose to have live people who answer the phone. So if it's a court or a judge or something, somebody, an arraignment or what, I don't do criminal law, but sometimes you get those calls and you want someone to call your cell phone and say, there's a huge problem needs to be dealt with now. Well, I had an answering service. They were great. They got bought out by another company. They were great too. They bought out by another company. They were great too. And that was 34 years until this year. And then this year, a hedge fund, so they were not really in the business of answering and communications, bought out my answering service. And I got an email that said, we're now your new answering service. And they started not getting the messages right. I didn't get the right area codes. I didn't get all kinds of things that are important. So I called them and I spoke to someone. I said, I need someone to talk to me right away. I called three times in 2 weeks and nobody called me back. An answering service did not call me back. I had to find a new answering service. So one of the things I finally said to them was, no one ever called me back. Do you realize what it's like to have a customer who's paid you on time for 34 years and to just lose? You don't get customers with that kind of loyalty and devotion and reliability just like that. And it was all lost because the frontline people somehow couldn't get to the one person who was supposed to answer my call and tell me what was going on just to call me.
Basics. They failed at the basics.
And that's the important lesson for business is the person who answers your phone and the person who opens the mail and decides what you're supposed to see and not see, or whether you should see it all or in what order, that is actually an important component of your business as it relates to the outside world and how information comes into your business. The pipeline in determines what gets processed while it's all inside. And if there's a disruption or there's too much filtration or there's too much barriers to getting the right information into the right person in a timely manner with a quick turnaround, then your business is not going to succeed. There are so many businesses that have terrible customer service. You wait on hold forever. You know, your call is very important to us. They don't even do like upselling while you're on hold. And then you wait. And then finally you get dumped into some answering device that says, well, we're all busy. There's nobody here for you.
Right. And we'll average. Yeah. Or average wait time is 48 minutes.
Hmm. Right. And it's like, I don't have 48 minutes to wait on this, you know, and sometimes you don't even get the right person because they give you a menu of five things. Right. And yours is like not on that. So people need to really do that. Another thing that I see all the time in business is an over-reliance on the internet. The internet is not the omniscient answering portal for humanity. You still need to talk to people. You need to get on the phone. You need to talk to experts. You need to call your friends. You need to get advice. You need to run ideas behind people. How many times do I call you and say, what do you think about this? And sometimes right. You'll say, that's a good idea. And sometimes you'll say, not so much. All the times when you say to me,
they're always good ideas.
But all the time you say it's not so much, that's invaluable. Because that's preventing me from wasting time and resources in a direction that won't make any sense. So getting honest evaluations early on, you know, and going back to employee, now's the time to look. Do you have an employee handbook? Do you have job descriptions for your staff? Or do you have the right people in the right jobs? Are you understaffed? Are you overstaffed? Do you have the right equipment? And that's not just, you know, computers and printers. It could be everything from postage machines to your phone system and backup. And does your backup work? You know, one of the worst things that ever happened to me is my cell phone failed. And I said, oh, well, we'll just get it off the backup. And the people at the phone company said, there's no backup. And I said, wait, when I bought this phone, I said, make sure there's all this backup in place. And they said, well, there's no backup. And I was like crushed. All my everything was just gone. That was it, just vaporized. So your documents, your key documents, you know, a fireproof, waterproof safe with key documents, key media, USB sticks. Now we have the cloud, but you may want to have things local just in case there's a power failure. Do you have a contingency plan? Do you have a crisis communications plan? Who do you call when something bad happens to the business and you need a spokesperson to get out there and get the word out as to what's going on, that you're dealing with it, that you're on top of it, that you're not poo-pooing it, and that you have someone who can answer meaningful questions at the right time? That all you need to know that now. To wait until the crisis happens is always waiting to go to the morgue to find out what the problem was, as opposed to going to urgent care and getting the fixing when you need it. So,
Richard, as we approach the close, what are some other final tips that you would say that it's important for every business to be mindful as they head into 2023?
Invest in your brand. You are a brand. Everything about your business is a brand. You need to be that brand. You need to wear the shirt with your brand logo on it. You need to have business cards. You know, the rules haven't changed. It's still networking. Invest in yourself. Invest in your education. Invest in your business. Businesses do not run on autopilot. They require constant care and attention, hiring the right people, reaching out to the right experts, getting the right vendors, people like Bottom Line for marketing and advertising, people like Michal to get the radio to sound good and the right content,
right,
and get the guests all squared away is what we're talking about, you know,
right,
all that stuff. But no person will know your business like yourself, but you actually need other people to help you succeed where you need to go to the next levels.
Well, that was a good lead-in by Richard there. There are, by the way, we do open it up occasionally for select businesses to be featured here on the show. You can reach out to the producer, Michal, to find out if your business can be selected. 718-412-3507, 718-412-3507 to find out if your business can potentially could be featured here on the Mind Your Business show on 710 WOR. Well, Richard, before we let you go, how could people get in touch with you? Again, Richard is a noted attorney, has been successful, and we're not going to get into some of the specifics that I'm aware of, but Richard is quite good at what he does. And he, besides being an author and noted radio personality, he is a very successful attorney. Richard, how could people get in touch with you?
516-371-4924 and thesolomonchannel.com.
And again, that phone number once again?
516-371-4924.
Well, the time flies. This wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Tonight's show, Reality Check, analyzing the emerging trends that may affect your business in 2023. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on the Voice of New York, 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. Just go to www.IllBeBackBook.com. Again, that's www.IllBeBackBook.com.